One of the debates we hear in sales is that, is sales considered a science or is it considered an art? I would venture to say that it's a good combination of both. But on this episode, I'm going to teach you the strategy that I learned from Kobe Bryant, and hopefully it can help you in your sales efforts so that you can become more effective and become more successful. And you'll recognize that maybe there is a healthy combination of that. You're going to love this one. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to Selling in Color. My name is Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist. And I'm so excited for another great episode. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And on this episode, I'm going to talk to you about this concept, the science of sales and the art of sales. But more importantly, I'm going to give you the strategy that I learned from Kobe Bryant. And I've also seen it with other clients, and I've also seen it in my own sales efforts. This one strategy, if you can master, I promise you that it's going to help you to catapult your career. Maybe you're brand new to sales. Maybe you just got it. Maybe you've been around in sales for a while, but you just haven't gotten that breakthrough moment yet. You haven't quite made the money you know you could make. Well, this episode is going to give you one of those most electrifying, powerful strategies that could work for you and that could work for me, that has worked for me, and it could work for your friends and for your team members as well. Now, one of the things I wanted to let you know about before we get started on this episode is that if this is your first time watching one of our videos or listen to one of our podcasts, please go ahead and subscribe. Leave us a rating and review if you've been listening to us for a while. And I'm just telling you, I'd be greatly appreciative of that. And it would go a super, super, super long way. So here it is. Let's go ahead and check it out. Kobe, let's go back to this idea. Looking at basketball. Basketball is one of those sports that if you are tall, it's going to be in your favor. And that's something you can't necessarily change. You can't adjust because from your out of your mother womb. That's not something that's genetics. If you're short, it's going to be a little bit more challenging. You can't just go back and say, well, I want to grow an extra 2 feet. I'm sure there's probably things you can do to help influence your growth at different times in your life. But for the most part, you're not going to become the 7-foot giant because you will it into existence. It just doesn't happen. So there's some genetics that's required in that sense of it. However, you look at people like Allen Iverson, like Muggsy Bogues, you have some of these players that aren't the tallest players around, but they still had success. And there are other people who are about those average heights that perform well in basketball. How did this happen? And I think what comes down to, if they didn't necessarily have the genetics, they were able to find ways to focus on or overcompensate in other areas that doubles for what they could make up for in their lack of height. So let me give you, for instance, Allen Iverson. Again, wasn't the tallest person in the world, but he knew how to do a good shot. He knew how to juke and get around his opponents, more so than many other players that are out there. And this allowed Allen Iverson to be able to get to the basket more and get to, he had to focus on his explosion so that he can jump and get higher. And he had to focus on ways that he can shoot his ball, change the way that he shoot so that he can get that a better arc to be able to get over some of these taller opponents. So you have some of those things that happen. Muggsy, he was a shorter guy and he figured out ways that he can get around it to be more successful. So you have this full understanding now that people sometimes will compensate. So this comes back to the idea that it's not necessarily a science, like genetics then. This is something that maybe it's an art form that you can develop and you can figure out and you can tweak. And you can tweak it sometimes by using science to help you in that favor. So sales could be fall in those areas, and you can see that in basketball. But here's Kobe's situation. Let's go back to that. And I love the story, and this is the powerful situation. So I think we can share the idea that if you have height in basketball, you can be successful, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be the main factor, because you have some tall people in basketball who are not great at basketball. They don't receive awards or win championship or anything of that nature, but they do have the height and it's easier for them to perform certain things. But understanding this idea then, so we can rule out that you don't have to be tall. Let's go to sales. Some people think that you have to have the gift of gab to be successful in sales, and you got to know how to close, and you got to be born with that tongue that can convince people to do those things. And we can go back on past episodes and I can share that. But let's go to Kobe Bryant's scenario, and then I can come back and explain here that point. But I do disagree. I don't think you need to be born with any particular skill to be great at sales. It would be beneficial in your favor if you were effective in asking questions or helping people persuade themselves, but that's not something that you're only people who are born with it can gain. You could learn that skill as opposed to height. You can't improve on your height. You can improve on your ability to ask questions. So there's some skill base in the sales arena. But Kobe found himself in an interesting situation. His dad was a professional basketball player, and he played in Europe, and he came back to the States in Philly, and Kobe was starting, you know, basketball and playing at basketball camps. And the first year, and I think on a list of like 60 some odd basketball players, that summer Kobe was like dead last. He was in the bottom ranking. He wasn't that good. And he found himself trying to play with these kids who've been playing ball their whole life. And they're a little bit more skilled than he was. Some of them were taller and so forth. But what Kobe decided to do was he recognized that there was the scientific portion. If I could understand the science and then work on the art, I could become better at basketball than some of these players. So Kobe isolated what's some of those main core skills, the fundamental skills like dribbling, maybe shooting, jumping, endurance. And then what Kobe did was each year he focused on one of those areas and mastered it. So if it was dribbling, he mastered, he learned, he studied and understood everything that he needed to about dribbling. If it was shooting, he learned, he mastered, he understood everything about shooting. If it was speed or endurance, he mastered, he practiced, he did everything that he needed to do to build up his endurance. Since a lot of these players were relying only on natural talents and ability, it was only so high. Kobe was then massively surpassing these people's shooting skills and endurance skills and his dribbling skills because he practiced the fundamental and was dissecting and doing everything that he could, eat, sleeping, and drinking the fundamentals for that whole year. So then as Kobe added all these together in the symphony, in stereo, so to speak, he started to perform way better than these other athletes. And to top it off, he built what he called the Mamba mindset. This was allowing him to be able to perform at a way higher level. He had a strong desire. He was going to make things happen. He was going to do whatever it took ethically to be successful. So how does this come back to this idea, the notion of sales? Sales requires the individual to become masters of their different skills. So if you're coming into sales and you're trying to master the skills of selling, and you realize that you're not as good as some of the other sellers on your team. Isolate, perfect, repeat. So let's isolate. Maybe it's your phone calling skills. How can I master that? Study, listen to podcasts, read books, talk to other people who are great at the phone. Figure out what they're saying and what they're doing and practice that. Isolate that one thing. Eat, sleep, breathe, do everything with that and master it. Then go to your emailing. Maybe it's your question asking that needs improvement. Then isolate that and go to that. Now, you don't necessarily need to do a year, but perhaps what if you did like 6 months of just blitzing and perfecting that craft? And then the next 6 months, you're perfecting and blitzing. Or if you do it per quarter, each quarter, I'm going to perfect another area of my sales game. I'm going to study. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do all that I can to master that area in concert, in symphony, in stereo, if you whatever you want to call it. When you put all of these different areas together now, it helps you to become more effective than the people who have natural capabilities to persuade. Those individuals, again, they're working off the things, the experience they've had for the past 10, 15 years, which may not have improved, and they may not have any improvement because they have not added to it. They've gone on what has worked for so long. Can you become better? One of my clients did exactly what I'm telling you. Each year he focused on a different area. Prospecting was one area. Then his discovery calls, and then so forth. Then the demos. And then his ability to negotiate. Each of these areas he focused on and improved. And over time, he became one of the top performing sellers on his team. This has led to him having leadership opportunities as well in his organization and made him quite a decent amount of money, over six figures. It's amazing what can happen when you isolate, you focus, and then you repeat. Isolate areas of your life, learn and study as much as you can, focus on that area, then you repeat it in different areas. And then you keep adding on. That is the powerful secret that I want to share with you. That's the strategy that Kobe has used. That's the strategy you can utilize. When you come into sales, I want you to understand, you're coming in as someone of color. You're coming in with maybe you don't have tons of knowledge or industry experience like some of these people that have been doing it for a lot longer. I mean, go back to look at the numbers. 80% of all sellers are people are white, and only 20% are people of color. So they have a lot more experience in the sense that they've been in they have a lot of connections. They have a deeper network. They have the understanding, things that were passed down from their family members or friends or their network. And you're coming in and you don't have that. I'm trying to give you those things right now. And one of those things that you can do is just isolate different areas, because most of them probably won't do the things that you're going to do. They're probably not willing to go as deep as you're willing to go. They probably don't have the burning desire. They probably don't have a purpose as strong as you do. I'm not saying that all white people don't have purpose or all individuals don't have purpose. That's kind of absurd to think that. But what I'm just telling you, you're coming in hungry. When I came into sales, I was out beating people that were black, white, Jew, Gentile, because I was hungry. When we were put at an even plane, I learned the skills. I understood. I got up to par with them and started becoming better. And then what I started to do was I went even further. I needed to make that money because I didn't want to live on the street. I didn't want my family to be homeless again. That was a strong purpose inside of me. That was a burning desire. That was a burning why that kept me going every single day, because I knew that there was any moment notice, family living paycheck to paycheck, my mom might find herself in a situation. I needed to step up so I can be in a situation where I can help, and I needed to be in a situation where I can give back to my family. That pushed me. That made me do what I needed to do, even if I didn't feel like doing it. And we look at athletes like Kobe Bryant, that's what they do to be able to thrive and to succeed. What are you doing? How are you thriving? What are you willing to do so that you can master your craft and you can be the best at your game? I promise you, if you apply this principle, if you apply the strategy of mastery that we learned from Kobe, it doesn't matter who you're going up against. It doesn't matter what natural skills they have. It doesn't matter how long they've been doing it. You can outbeat them because you're isolating and you're focusing and you're repeating. And they can't stop that. I believe in you. I want you to thrive. I want you to succeed. If there's somebody you know out there that need to hear this message today, please go ahead and share it with them. Help them so that they can learn that there's an avenue where they can come and receive insights, learn, and grow. When it's all said and done, I want you to thrive and succeed. I want you to take advantage of our sponsors who are giving away amazing, amazing offers that can help you, tools that you can utilize to improve on your sales game. I want you to be the best seller you possibly can be. I want people to know that you have now entered a different echelon, that you are now a master seller. I want them to see you and to recognize your capabilities. I want to make sure we have more black people, more brown people, more Asian folks that are entering into the sales game. We have a lot of talents and skills, and this is why we're doing this podcast. I want you to be a part of that. I want you to thrive. I want you to earn the income that you deserve. When it's all said and done, I don't want you to beg for a piece of the pie. I want to give you the tools and the skills so that we can all go out and make our own pies, create our own happiness, and create our own future, our own wealth, and create opportunities for our family and legacy. As always, raise your level of thinking. Go out and do big things. I appreciate you listening to this episode today. There are many different things you could be doing, but you took the time to listen to this podcast. And for that, I'm truly grateful. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this show. Our show is produced by TSC Studios. Our audio engineer is Jershon O'Bale. Artwork and video was designed by the one and only Destin Cunado. Our show note was created by Jake Ligmanowski. Our podcast production manager is Nancy Paul. You can find audio credits to each of our music inside of the show notes. And I'm your host, your coach, your guide down the sales journey, Mr. Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist.